Welcome to our podcast about nothing with
V and A D. Cheers. Do 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 do. So guys.
Hey y'all. Today's episode
is about
Savages.
Being comfortable in your relationship, or is it about being a, I don't know.
I'm gonna say not being assaulted. What?
Stop. This is serious.
This is serious.
All right, so it's about like.
Now we can't connect with my good friends. Cool. All right, you got it. Keep me up to date.
It's about like, are you truly soulmates or is it just your environment? Are you comfortable with going back to what you know?
So I feel like we've discussed comfort before and being in your comfort zone and living in your comfort zone. We all know that, you know, you become stagnant in your comfort zone. You should break out to do all kind of things people preach to you about. And that's amazing. But one of the things that we are recognizing that is a trend for this year, and maybe it was because we were in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was because situations, environments, I don't know. But a lot of people are pregnant. A lot of people are in situationships, relationships, situations. We don't know what they're called.
Quarantine ships,
all kind of things happening because of the comfort that people received while quarantining with a significant other.
So what we're here to do is give you a one-on-one on how to break loose from, sorry, just kidding.
we're here to ask y'all a couple questions.
Yeah, really? Seriously.
Because I want to know, it's like,
is quarantine, it real?
Quarantine.
Yeah.
Is it real? Is this something just because the environment happened and your outside forces says stay in the house that
you didn't want to Netflix and chill by yourself? Or nobody, with your badass kids.
You have to Netflix and chill with the person's passport that you have. So,
okay.
That's the stress. That's number one.
Okay.
Like, you can't watch all of their logged in movies by yourself.
What? Oh, because you're going to change their
algorithms. That's what they call it.
Okay, I got to tell you guys a quick thing about pregnancy. So I have a cousin.
I'm drinking.
Okay. So am I, which means that I am not pregnant. I have a cousin, Sherelle.
She's hilarious.
She's not that funny.
Oh.
It's not funny at all. I told one person, okay? So I was just kidding around and I told her aunt, my cousin, that she was voting for Trump, okay? And she literally, she sent me a whole thing. It will not be good for you. It would not be good for you. And then I have a whole bunch of congratulation texts and calls coming in. Oh, congratulations. We're so excited to make the family bigger, more babies in the family. And of course, we want it to be a girl. Another girl, Avi. It's like, what? And I was like, this... literally my whole family thinks I'm pregnant right now.
That's exciting. I mean, hey, do it with the team.
No.
Both sides want it.
No. And I don't even know if I'm really related to either one. All I'm saying is that's messed up. She literally...
No, that's funny.
I sent it to one person that she was voting for Trump and she literally... Anyway, go check out Head Wraps and Lipstick. It's my cousin Sherelle and cousin friend Sierra, Head Wraps and Lipstick, and they literally spread the rumor that I was pregnant because I told one person that they were, or that Sherelle was voting for Trump. So,
find out next season on.
Don't find out shit on next season because ain't nobody pregnant, okay? 9 months from now.
Dang, somebody pregnant, just not her.
Facts.
Look, as she said, take a sip of her water.
No, no, no. I'm taking shots because we pregnant. Just kidding.
Yeah, you ain't about to be having Pete to come after me. Just playing.
People don't care about babies. They care about kids. Nah, I'm just.
Isn't that sick?
Hey, I don't. Look, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. I just. From what I've heard, from what I've witnessed, it's like, oh,
isn't
human
that
life.
Sick?
Fuck you. It's like, oh.
Isn't that sick? Like, don't skin the baby cat. I'm not pug job, but shit. That baby go hungry, well.
It's like, you know what? Don't wear fur, but if you want to wear baby skin, it's okay. No, just kidding. I don't know. PETA don't come after us.
Yeah.
And again, we're not big enough to be canceled, so
we can't afford no furs yet anyways.
So hey, once we're big enough, then go back to listen to these episodes and then cancel us. Ooh, that'd be dope.
Don't say that because people really go back like years and years after.
I know.
People nowadays.
That means you made it. Look at Kevin Hart.
True. Because how you get canceled and want to be in the same position? You get canceled from that position and then you're in the position they want you to be in the position. Isn't that weird?
What?
With the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they canceled him, but they wanted him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you cancel, but if you just apologize and do a couple things.
Well, you know how I feel about that whole thing, but we're going to save that for another conversation.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Facts on facts. Anyway, so y'all in this whole relationship thing, like, being too comfortable in your environment is basically what it is.
I feel like we've almost discussed it, but I feel like now more than ever it's important to recognize yourself in whatever situation you have put yourself in within the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, being stagnant, being comfortable is never, I'm not gonna say never a good thing. It's weird. Because I like being comfortable.
We've talked about this before.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be comfortable in certain things. Now, I say you don't want to feel like nothing can ever change. I think everybody needs to stay on their toes. I think everybody needs to be able to be comfortable in something that they know is not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think people differentiate. But all the things that have formed throughout this quarantine process, I really do hope stick. Or people aren't doing it just because of situational things.
Just because of, Facts.
All these new ventures, these new relationships, especially new ventures. I'm all for people starting something new.
But it seems like, I don't think it's just the whole, like, quarantine thing. I think it's like, oh, Black Lives Matter now.
Now a little bit. And then you gotta be the right type of black. You can't have no record. You gotta be an upstanding black, different type of black citizen that doesn't come from a black neighborhood. It gotta be like,
or you can come from a black neighborhood, you just can't still be there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a struggling black person.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta
know
make
what? Out from somewhere.
You know what? That great basketball player came from the projects, and his mom was a drug addict, and his dad was a drug addict, and they, you know.
I can't wait till I make it so these people realize my parents were normal as shit.
Are they?
No, but you know, it sounds good.
I don't think no one's parents are normal.
Yeah, that's true. I'm realizing some of y'all people who having babies. And I need babies because y'all kids grown, but
But in shit.
You said it to
I didn't.
Okay, she had to say nothing.
But yeah, so like, okay, so I think about it all the time. I think about it more now being down here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people get really comfortable in their situation. It's like,
it's a city for you to be able to do something.
People get stuck in their comfort zone. Like,
how do you know it's their comfort zone?
Because they didn't leave. They didn't leave.
You think any level you reach, there's always a level, or there's always a time period until you become comfortable?
Say that again.
So, like we discussed before we press record on this. So, we wonder if people who have reached for the goal of just being pop music artists, let's take them for example. People who have gone out of their way to just reach popularity in their city.
Yes.
So, you think they become comfortable?
Absolutely.
You think everybody should always reach higher?
It's not that they... We've had this conversation before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they... It's when you talk about reaching a higher level. I'm going to be the biggest in the world. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. Then absolutely. Most artists, most athletes, most individuals don't speak about, I'm going to be number one in my city.
Mm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, and I will ask this question. Has anyone ever said, I just want to be number one in my city, and gone after that, achieved that goal, and was comfortable with that? Because even in
yes.
achieving number one in your city, you have to obtain that number one spot, which means that you still have to work and be out there, and it's competition. There's always going to be someone that's younger than you.
Coming out, hottest song.
Exactly. So we saw it a lot with, you know, with our first company, the recording studio. We saw it a lot with artists who came to us who were at the top, and they achieved that goal within the city, and they stayed there. They never ventured outside of the city. And it was people who had the talent to do so, obviously. But it's not about that, like, this industry.
Do you think there's a spot for everybody to persevere past their comfort zone?
Absolutely. There's a spot because there's only a certain amount of people who actually want that. Everybody doesn't want to be a chief.
No. That's what I'm saying. But do you think there's a spot past somebody, like you said, like people are in a city, they're content with being in their city, and do you think there's a spot for people who push past their comfort zones that don't necessarily want to be past what they're comfortable with? Like, is it one of those things where, you know how people always say, where you want to be, if you're stagnant, your mind stays there, you're going to stay there. So if my mind is stagnant, but I keep working for more, do you think I'll achieve more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, what?
I don't think you'll appreciate it, but that's sweet.
I don't think you'll say you want more if you really don't want it. I don't think anyone who wants more than just being comfortable in their city actually, people don't achieve what they don't want.
That's not true.
Why?
Because there's so many paths that life can take you on that you can achieve things that weren't set out to be your goal.
But I think that if you say...
You're saying in the sense of, like, if you speak it out loud, you believe that anybody can do what their minds put them to.
I think that you had to think it in order to get past, like, that initial thing. And then you say, okay, well, that's not what I was expecting.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I hope y'all understand. Like, basically, you're only going to go as far as you believe you can go, right? You work towards that thing. And then once you get there, you might say, yo, this is not what I expected it to be. And then you pull back and you get comfortable within.
I was about to say, I've heard plenty of people, I may be lying, maybe misconstrued, but I've heard plenty of people say, like, oh, this is beyond my wildest dreams.
Absolutely. But they had to dream it to know that it was beyond their wildest dreams.
So you can achieve something bigger than what you thought for yourself. Goes back to my point.
No, but you always... Okay, so... Okay.
All right,
here we go. On what was that thing today? I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it was an early, early episode. Mm-hmm. And Kris Jenner was like, it was this fashion icon. And she was like, I couldn't have met, like, I fell in love with fashion at the age of 13 when I picked up my first fashion magazine. And I fell in love with this designer. I don't know what his name was, but she said, I couldn't have ever imagined that I would be sitting here with him. Mm-hmm. Right? But she did everything to get to that designer. Like, it's, you don't,
she didn't do it intentionally. And I think that's what we're our difference is when we're speaking. Like, when I say people can have changed something that they didn't necessarily dream of, like, I always say this when it comes time for me motivating somebody to keep going. And I'm literally a walking witness for this. You can have something in your mind. You can walk a path, and you can keep walking a path and know what it's supposed to be. You may not know what to do. You may not know what to the next step may be, but it, as long as you walk a path, just pick one. It can lead you to somewhere.
Yeah.
It can lead you. It may be the long route to where you're trying to go, but it can lead you as long as you keep moving. I've realized that in the last couple of years of my life, really, as long as you keep moving, you'll be okay. It may be a slow process to where you want to go. If you have something in your mind or whatever the case may be, you will always get to where you want to go. And that goes to when you're referring, like, the designer when it comes to Kris Jenner. I don't think she necessarily worked to work with the designer. She worked her children. You know what I'm saying? So you walked the path to be able to have these things line up. Do I think it was a goal? Not at all. You know what I'm saying? I
don't
think
work with that specific designer?
At all.
No, not with the specific designer, but to be more than what she actually was.
Yeah, but like, okay, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I feel like I'm almost crazy. When you do certain things, like, okay, like people, this whole manifesting is not new, but the whole concept and how people are bringing it about to me is new for me to hear about. Maybe I'm just not paying attention to it. But it's almost one of them things that you just keep telling yourself, I want $10,000 by the end of the year. I want $10,000 by the end of the year. I want $10,000 by the end of the year. You don't know how you're going to make it. You don't know where it's going to come from. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're going to do. But you know in your mind, your affirmation is to yourself, hey, I'm creating financial energy. I'm going to have $10,000 by December 31st. Mm-hmm. And it comes that way. That's how I feel like when it comes to people's goals. I want my kid to be like this. I want this person to be like this. I want myself to be like this. Whatever comes along with it, I don't think those were planned. You just take them as they go. So I don't think Kris Jenner, she's like, never in my wildest dreams. I don't think she planned for it at all. It's one of the privileges. Maybe it might be something connected to the universe where, you know, life does come full circle. You get what I'm saying? Like, it does come full circle. You do notice the moments like, wow, like, damn, like, this is not a coincidence. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you do notice those things, but I don't think that was necessarily a goal for her.
Yeah. I also think, like, what you said about manifestation is like, okay, I want 10,000, I want 10,000. But you work. Like, you know you have that goal.
But you can kind of feel like you're working off path. That's how I feel. Because I've achieved a lot of goals by moving and feeling like I'm off path and literally receiving what I want from something falling out of the sky.
So, yeah.
But and I'm walking witness to
it's
that.
It's never off path, though.
It's never off path, but when you feel like it's directly, like, it's not directly derived from what you want to do, it does feel off track. You get what I'm saying? Like, one thing I can honestly say that I've learned from the people around me, from the motivating factors that I do have around me, was to not stop. You get what I'm saying? A lot of people around me, when you go to college and you go to high school and you have this dream of an industry you want to work in, something that you want to do, you stop until you find what you want.
Yeah.
I was blessed with the mindset not to stop, and what you want will come eventually. And I recognize the process is much slower for the people who stop to figure out what they want.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me, it's like, I've worked plenty of dead-end jobs, quit jobs, stop jobs, quit that, not talk to people, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done so many things.
Not talk to people. I can relate.
I'm just saying, jobs, hey, don't take it personally. I done quit everybody.
Oh, okay. I'm glad to know.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like, I've done a lot of things to pretty much be on a straight and narrow path, but I've felt like I've done a lot of off-roading. But I recognize that I would have never been on the path or feeling the way I felt if I would have stopped.
Yeah.
At any point. And don't get me wrong, none of my jobs have made sense. None of the things that I've wanted to do have made sense in the way I've gone about them.
Yeah.
Ever. They just come about.
Yeah.
You can't stop moving. Like, you literally can't stop moving.
Yeah. I think also we have to recognize that in even in taking jobs that you may not necessarily feel that it's on the path of achieving those goals, everything is in line with that.
I also don't believe in being miserable
though. Time out. How, Sway?
You gonna stop trying me, okay?
Oh, she's talking to the people.
To the people. No,
you don't believe in what?
I don't believe in being miserable.
I don't believe in that either. I believe that you have to change your environment sometimes. Okay, so anyway.
tell the people. No, I'm saying that because I'm just thinking about my experience when I've tried to off path or just find a job because I wanted the job and stuff like that. Like, I've quit so many places, it's ridiculous. I've quit more places than I've had jobs. But it's a great thing because the jobs that I have loved me. They've wanted to promote me. Granted, I may have not taken them, but it's like.
But have you built relationships from those jobs, or that's the path?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They weren't anything that I was looking for. If you keep moving, they'll pop up.
You know, this was not the episode.
But this is also getting out of your comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? I've done a lot of things. This was it.
When?
When we decided to sell. Let me just tell y'all that, wow, you put the botanicals really far away this time.
Why? You want
I see what they're trying to do, trying to regulate my intake, because I keep getting comments about my intake.
No, nobody ever said, first of all, it is definitely a very light drink.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up.
No, your this has nothing to do with your intake now. Like, it's October, dog. We haven't even passed Halloween or Thanksgiving.
Quarter.
Thank you.
Is my birthday. Like, no. October. I start to feel it in the spirit.
Me too. It's like,
I can't even lie.
It's like the fall in the air. It's like oh my gosh.
Gifts.
It's my birthday. We're definitely fall, winter babies.
And it's like, I get so happy. Allergies and all. I smell gifts.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and get AB some botanicals.
I can't move.
Hey, y'all. Like, okay.
No, this was about what the episode was about.
What is the episode about?
Being out of your comfort zone. Realizing when it's time to leave home and get out of your environment. We have been stuck in this quarantine situation for a very long time, and you guys need to move your feet. Get up out your seat and boogie on down.
Oh, what's the song?
I don't know. No, we were just, because it's been such a serious conversation for us to discuss, like, we've been seeing a lot of people just kind of coming together just because of situations.
Facts.
And we haven't seen a lot of people choosing their situations, and it's all based upon comfort. So we're just trying to decipher and ask you all questions like, are you sure you're in the right environment?
Right. Are you sure you want to Netflix and chill with this person for 5 months?
Are you just to the point where you're used to it? Because I can't even lie. Since quarantine, I have had to talk myself into tolerating people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just by how crazy and erratic they can be at certain things. Like, I've had to calm myself down in that sense too. Like, wow, I am in close corners with people. I am around more paranoid people who are cussing me out on the way out of stores because we don't have our masks on the right way. You know? Not me, but people. You know, No, if I'm not going to have it on the right way, I'm not going to have it on at all. But protect yourselves. You should wear one.
Facts.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, there's a lot of people who have just settled in situations and it's just weird energy going around.
And you start to realize that it's not just a noun thing. Like, this has been happening forever. Like, when you think about athletes, when you think about artists, when you just think about people and period, like, socialize. They get comfortable in their
environment. City, in their town.
Hey, I'm number one. I'm number one. It's like, but did you... And I don't ever clown anybody or down talk anybody, but most of the time when people, like what I said before, most of the time when people hit number one in their city, that's not what they're trying to obtain.
Yeah.
Most people are trying to be number one, period.
People can't fathom the failures that it's time for them to encounter before you reach certain levels.
Well, that definitely is a fear, and it cripples people.
It does, because it cripples me. I don't want to feel down for a long period of time. I can't even lie. Like, if something's not going right and people are like, no, just press pass and you'll be great one day. I don't have 10 years to wait until I break a number one record. Like, I don't feel like I have 15 years. I mean, that's just right now. Maybe for something certain, like, I'll probably be more confident in an idea. I guess songs can be ideas as well.
Yeah.
But me knowing myself right now, when it comes to certain things, it just all has to be, passion is one of them, what you're passionate about. But me realistically thinking, if I'm waiting around for years and years and years for something to break, I probably would settle with being comfortable in my city as well.
Mm.
Like, oh, we can be number one. Go to all the cities in Georgia.
Oh.
Right. We can go do a show at everybody's theater. Okay?
Yeah. And on that note, I'm going to just pause for a second. And here's a word. Oh,
that was before we started.
We didn't clap it.
That's because you left me hanging on the camera.
Yeah, because you did that to me before.
I would get hanged. Why you want to hang on me?
All right, we're going to press pause for a second. And thank you for tuning in to... We'll be back.
Anyway, hopefully you guys can see me. It looks the same. We took a little break.
We didn't take a break. You always telling people our business.
Because we are sponsored by the people who are inserted in our breaks.
Yo, that should be our whole commercial. Hey. And thank you for being inserted.
Right, you are inserted. So... yeah, we were speaking about comfort zones. You guys stuck in your homes. You need to go. No, I'm an advocate for leaving as early as possible. That's when I say you should leave the house. As early as possible. 17 when you graduate. 18 when you graduate. Find a college, a community college that has housing a far away, a big university, something. Just get out and go. So you can realize that you're not, like, Ohio is not your life.
Oh, Ohio?
I mean, other places as well. But I feel like from being in college, going to college in Georgia, not being from Georgia originally, I recognize that the most unhappy people, not the unhappiest, I'm not going to say unhappy. The people who are most ready to get away from their cities have been people from Middle America.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the people. I don't know if it's the parenting style and not necessarily being people of different races.
I think it's being surrounded by nothing.
Yeah. Like, they're usually the ones who have the hardest time maintaining friendships. They're usually the ones who have the hardest time comprehending how other people are from different places. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just because I went to a school in a melting pot. I had people from the Northeast region, from the South, from the West, from different countries, from, you know, all coming together because it was just one school. And I realized that it was really a difference. Like, the uncultured, a lot of things came from people who lived.
Damn, that's such a good, it's such a good topic.
In the Midwest.
But I think that's a topic for another day.
What?
Being uncultured.
Well, y'all gonna have to read books on your own. This is by force. It's not by force, but it's kind of by force because I'm not a history buff.
It's not even about history. It's about, yes and no. It's like knowing where you come from. You know, I struggle with that. It's like Black Americans not knowing their history, only being able to go back to a certain point, and most of the time it's to their great grandparents or their great great grandparents. And if you go past that, it's all like, I think, or maybe. It's like,
oh my God, I think I met one of my slave owner's ancestors today.
I'm gonna put this in my notes because this is definitely I don't know where to go from it here. Let's talk about it. So how did you feel in that?
Not mine, but like my last name is so basic in comparison to where people I come from. I've always felt like that. So I was out getting an oil change today, and I was waiting for so long. So this man walks right there, and he's like, oh, Mrs. Scott? And I guess, you know, with the mask, you can't really hear what people say. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And he stands up, some white man. He stands up and is like, oh, yeah, you're talking about me, Mr. Scott? And I'm like, you're not the only Scott in the building, but you stood up mighty tiny, you know, mighty tall. Your master, okay? Your highness, Steve, okay? And he looked at me, I said, is it the, and I named my car. He said, oh, yeah, it might have been you. I said, well, thank you. Bow down to you and keep moving. But yeah, that was funny.
So I'm looking for the family of.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny.
Speaking of slaves.
But I do think that part, like, I do think it was thrown on us like that. Like, y'all are basic. Y'all could have chosen another name. Let somebody else give us something else.
Who could have chosen another name?
Scott, for real?
Well, I mean.
Like, come on. Give us some. Oh, Scottay. Something else. Like, you don't give us the name of everybody else. Done something else. I'm like, dang, you stood up quick, tall, and ready to go. Like,
yes,
you just didn't you didn't acknowledge any other Scott in the building. But sorry, sir, pipe down. It's not your little Honda. That blew me, but you know. Anyway, I'm just saying. It made me think about my ancestors. I guess that's what
you're talking about. Oh, yeah, I guess, like.
But no, you said that before because you say Black Americans struggle with
identity.
And yeah. I feel like culture has been pushed on me my whole life. Not pushed on me, I am a part of a culture, you know? Like, but the implements into my everyday movements, how I move, how I act, my manners, everything has come from being raised by cultured parents, you know?
And I think that's such an amazing thing. Like, for example, going on TikTok and you're seeing, like, people celebrating Indigenous People Day. It's like the whole, like, Native American, not even Native American, just American culture. It's like, damn, I wish I knew, you know?
But that's not your culture.
I don't. But we will never know. We will never, ever know. We'll only know what we're told. And if you take the Ancestry.com...
You're Nigerian.
DNA thing. Like, yes, you're Nigerian.
Literally everybody that I know that has been African American, Black, whatever you want to call yourself, has been Nigerian.
Yep. And it's like, that's, it's like, how can you stick me to a country that wasn't even a country when you took us?
Yeah.
It was a region. You know what I mean? It was a kingdom. It was filled with all these amazing people and things, but it's like, oh, you're Nigerian. It's like,
And European. That's it. If you have lighter, fair skin, you're usually European as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know where the fuck Scandinavia is.
Up there by the cold people.
Them people. But again, let's not speak too much on it because we don't want to get canceled.
Right. Let's look it up. Scandinavia. Okay. Northern Europe.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Google. These images are something else. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know, it's like Black people as a whole.
That is a conversation.
It is. We're fighting. We're literally fighting for something, and we don't know what the fuck we're fighting for.
Yeah.
We're just fighting for equality. It's why I've always been interested in other cultures, and where they come from. Because if you can go back farther than your great grandparents, that's amazing to me, and I envy that. Ooh, envy, jealousy, greed. Last episode or a couple episodes
from now. I mean, I feel like you can find your people. You just have to do research and have faith.
You literally have to travel and speak to the elders, and if there are any elders. But anyway, back to what we were talking about.
I guess, hey, if you're moving out there, move out the country.
Environment, literally. Being stuck in your environment, finding, is it your soulmate or is it your environment?
Well, I'm sure you consider your husband your soulmate. It's so funny because I feel like you met him in your environment, but you still experienced. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, and that's the thing.
It's one of those boomerang things where you left, and whatever was meant to come back to you came back to you. So your environment can be your comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? You can see light in your comfort zone. You can be brought back to the energy of your comfort zone. But some people, I'm not going to say they belong there, but that's where they work the best, with comfort. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I know a lot of, being the age I am, closer to my 30s, I have a lot of friends who are dating. And while they move cities, they move towns, they feel the most comfortable speaking from someone of the opposite sex from where they're from. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? From what state they originated from. Yeah. It's like the weirdest thing, you've been gone for 8, 9, 10 years, but you still go back to this place to go find love and to go find. I say it's a great thing to escape, to understand the differences. If you have to go back home, that's one thing. If that's what you feel, but get out.
It's important.
A lot of people are misplaced. I feel like that. Like, a lot of people are misplaced where they feel like people grow in comfort, people grow in situations where they feel stagnant, people grow in jobs where they feel like they grow in so many things that keep them where they are.
Yeah.
And very few people literally take the leap. And it's so funny because it's almost like a trickle effect where college is the number one thing that moves most people across the country.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a statistic somewhere, I personally haven't looked it up, but I'm almost positive that's the fact. Little facts.
Few
facts. Google them. Adrian confirmed them. I'm the go.
I am Capricorn.
But seriously, I believe college moves people out of their environments the quickest and keeps them out longer. Keeps them the furthest away from home.
Being able to experience other things than what you're used
and
to.
And at that point, you don't really think of as America. I know for me, I didn't think of America being different cultures until I moved and considered different things. Like, y'all really are different down here in the South. Like, or y'all really are different out here at the West. Or y'all really are different up here. Like, we're different from them up north. This is different.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Sometimes you even need a little bit of, like, to understand. Because even for me, moving to Georgia, I recognize I was very comfortable where I was, and I'm okay being comfortable where I was because the meshing is it hasn't worked for me.
Yeah,
it doesn't. We don't claim. I'm not gonna say everybody. The situations that I've been in, I've tried several different things. I can honestly say this is one of the places that I put myself out there a lot, but
like Atlanta.
Yeah, but something just doesn't click with me.
Yeah,
it's not for me. I don't think. I tried it. I was bitter when I first got here. I tried to get over the mindset. I've experienced different situations, different scenarios, different ages, and I still feel the same way.
You feel you have to go back home to find...
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't feel I have to go back home. I have to feel like I have to keep moving. I don't feel like this is my settling place.
Mm. Or home is your settling place. Like, you just have
I feel like home is my comfort zone, not my settling place.
Ooh. Ooh, what's your comfort zone?
That's the difference. There's a difference between a comfort and a settling place. A comfort zone to me is something I don't have to worry about anything. No sideways things, no half struggles, no... Everything's going to be laid out for me. Holidays, picnics, weekends, weekdays,
work. Everything is there.
Family, friends, fun, chill. Everything is there. Mm-hmm. That's comfort for me. When you have to figure it out and find your something in another city, that's discomfort until you find it. And that's kind of where I am in Atlanta. I was uncomfortable for a while, but I found my momentum here.
Yeah.
Do I necessarily love it or like it? No.
Do you love or like home?
I like it.
You don't love it?
I don't think I love anywhere yet. I love it for what it was for me at the time. I also love home when I was younger, too. Mm. Like, I left when I was a teenager, so I go back frequently, but I like it. I love it for what it did and what it taught me, how I feel like I was raised and things like that. But do I feel like I'm supposed to settle there either? No.
That's important. Yeah. I think.
I'm just grateful for the experience of being able to experience more than one place.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't get to do that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I think people up north definitely get to experience different places a lot more than people down south. People down south, because the states, and I may sound crazy, the states are a lot bigger down south.
Yeah, like, that's true.
They're not as close
to just
as
happen up.
Yeah,
and
like you got to think, like DC, Maryland, 4 hours away from New York.
Yeah.
So you can just, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. For us to get in a car here in Atlanta to go to the next state is at least six hours.
I about to say two, but that's if you're going to like South Carolina.
Where is two?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Is that a state?
South Carolina is a state.
I mean, it depends.
Somewhere on and popping, Virginia's 7 hours away.
Yeah. Like, you know, so it's to go to New York, to go to Philly, to go to anywhere. Up north, anywhere past Virginia is like, oh, okay. You could just hop, skip, and a jump. Here, it takes time.
Yeah. People you have to plan it. This is a state that I've met more people who have not left outside of the 285 perimeter.
It's crazy.
Or have not been to the city of Atlanta for months or years at a time, and it's just weird because I've accepted a job at one point in time where I'm having to drive up to an hour, agreeing to drive up to an hour for my job. So I'm hitting Covington, Decatur, Marietta, Stockbridge in a day.
Oh, international! I'm international!
But it's like, it's so funny to me because I'm used to seeing that on the train. Like, I was very fluid on the train, on the public transportation system.
And I think that's a big thing, too. Having public transportation that literally can take you from Virginia to D.C.
Oh, I'm going to say, where the hell you want? But no, like, but it also depends because I was also very young on public transportation.
Yeah.
Like almost to the point where I don't believe a lot of people's parents would have let them on public. There were people who were on public transportation the same age as me, but I was so young on it that it seemed normal to me, but I'm recognizing everybody else around me was like, I can't get on public transportation unless you're with me. And I'm like, what the hell you mean? Your mother don't let you, you know?
I know a lot of kids like that, though.
Like, I was, and the thing about it is, I'm pretty much younger than all of my friends.
Yeah.
I'm younger than all of my friends, and half of them couldn't go places unless I was there with them, getting on the train or the bus with them.
It's not a bad thing, though.
I mean, it's not a bad thing because I was a responsible kid, but, like, the hell were y'all doing?
Like, getting rides.
People really were driving y'all places?
Yeah.
Dang, y'all lucky. I didn't get my license until I got a car.
But I don't think it's necessarily about luck, because if you wanted to go somewhere, you can go.
What do you mean? Who was taking you?
No, I'm saying if you wanted to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I just knew what my mother, I wasn't getting my mom fashion seat.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing for most.
But I also was one of them kids like, I don't want to go. Yeah, people, hey, can Adrian come spend the night? And I'll be on other like, say no.
Yeah, she can come. No,
and my
problem.
Mom, of course, she's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, say no. Like, no, bro, I like my house. I like my house. What are you doing?
That's not a bad thing.
But I think that was my mom's doing of like pushing us to be social.
Mm-hmm. Somebody needed to push you to be social.
Who, me?
Yes.
Why? I mean, I knew people. What I need
no,
to be
what?
For.
That's not a social thing.
That is social.
No.
People calling your house phone, that's social. People want to sleep over your house and you tell them no, that's social. What you mean? I'm so confused. What's not social about going to school? Okay. Club too.
What club did you join?
I was a captain on the step team. I was on the step team for 3 years in middle school. Club.
Middle school wasn't 3 years. Oh, maybe.
Wow. What school did you go to? How long was middle school for you, me?
I'm 27.
No, seriously though.
So in our next topic, we're talking about not ages. We're not talking about ages. So anyway.
Yeah.
You feel that everybody has a settling point.
Yes.
What's that?
As we were speaking about music earlier, I feel like we were talking about strides and the people take to get to, you know, maybe their goal was to be the number one artist, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you have to dream big. I'm a person who believes in aiming up here, getting right here and being satisfied with it. Because sometimes your dreams can be extraterrestrial or something. I think that has to do with creatures, but it sounds like it goes with it. you know? And it's one of those things where you can aim up here and be satisfied with where you get right here and settle for it. So I think the settling point can be the people, like you say, we're talking about people who want to, you know, oh, I want to be the biggest artist in the world, but they can blow up in their city and have a song on the radio that's rotating for 5 years. They settle and they're okay. I think everybody has a settling point, whether it be the situations they have to deal with behind scenes and they settle to deal with them and deal with that situation and take what they can get, whether it be just them knowing that they were aiming too high and taking what they can get, whether it be people not even having high expectations for themselves and taking what they can get. I feel like everybody has a settling point. Because if anybody has mentioned Beyonce out of their mouth and hasn't done what Beyonce's done or being mentioned with Beyonce, you've settled.
I agree.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you've, and it's not a bad thing. You know, you further along, but some people want to be where, you know, as long as you keep going, that's the main thing. You have to keep moving. Like, yeah. You have to keep moving, whether it be new ventures, whether it be new ideas, you have to keep moving. But everybody has a settling point. I don't believe everybody has achieved every single goal that they wanted to and they've just knocked it out the park and there's been no problems and they haven't just sat down for anything. I don't believe that. Show me somebody, but I don't believe it.
That's actually a good question,
because I think we talked about this a couple of episodes ago, where you say, yeah, you can achieve some goals. And I was like, no, you can hit every goal. And I think when you set your goals
realistically,
what is realistic though
for your situation? And I'm not, and your goals can be you settling, because like a lot of people have said, and you even said, like, you need to aim higher. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can do more.
I ain't say that to you.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you can do more with yourself. I feel like we say to people all the time, you want to be, everybody wants to be a motivating factor for somebody. So you're going to, you can do it better. You can do more.
But only if they say that that's what they want.
Of course, we're always going to say we want more. That's what I'm saying. We just all have a settling point. Nobody wants, like, we don't want this to be the end all be all.
I'm good with,
she probably gonna finish though. She wants to be in a fish bowl. I'm just saying, like, we could settle for doing this years on come, and you know what I'm saying?
Just it being a hobby.
Just being a hobby, sitting in this environment. And for us, that might be knocking out of the park, because we didn't set our goals up here when we first said, let's do this. You get what I'm saying?
Who didn't?
I mean, you had to. But I'm saying, for me, even being on camera, this is past what I said I was going to do.
Is it?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Most definitely.
No, it's not.
Most definitely.
Okay, maybe.
Most definitely. This is most definitely.
Because she said, you know, but you are the one who pushed us to go.
Starting is always fun. And when you have somebody to do it with, it even feels more exciting. But when you don't have, we've struggled with this plenty of times. We like not knowing our goal. What is the goal?
All of it.
All of it. We're starting to realize that now. We have so many things that we want to put.
All of it.
We have so many things that we want to put down and put and implement and work into our plan. But I'm feeling like we're doing the most right now.
Really?
Somebody might feel like we're settling. Somebody might feel like y'all are the bomb. You know what I'm saying? This is, it's the differences in where you feel like you're comfortable and where you can keep moving. Yeah. Now that I've reached a certain part, I'm not settling. I want to keep moving. But everybody has a settling point. I can be comfortable right here, posting weekly, coming up, talking my shit, and calling it a day. I don't need anything more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah,
I get you.
Yeah, so
everybody does have their settling point.
Oh, okay. I'm about to fight you.
So, I have a question. I have a question for Mr. GoPro. Why do you insist on cutting her camera off? We are
every
so
episode,
confused.
It happens to me every
We episode. Have to do like this and say, stop playing with us
stop
every episode.
And I'm lucky I got 25 minutes out of this one. Anyway. So never settle, never stop, never settle, like Hennessy says.
So thank you for listening to
me. No, seriously though. Reevaluate your situation.
That's a great point though. So it's like, okay, so I have a question for you.
Who?
You.
Mm-hmm.
AD.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian.
Mm-mm.
What?
Government. No.
What's your middle name?
Nope. No, don't Google me. Yeah, don't Google me.
So what's... Okay, so you said, like, everybody has a settling point and you're good with this. So then what's the next step, though?
You can create new goals. You can create new goals with like, putting together what you have.
It's like, okay, so we're here, you're good with this, and it's like, okay, we're good with this. So do you feel like we should push more?
Of course.
See? Niggas don't know what they want.
No.
And what I want to say to you, the people.
No, I'm saying is, I can be
Joe Biden and what I want to do. Sorry, just kidding.
No, I'm saying, like, this is further along than what I thought we would be in the time that we in the time that we've spent doing this activity and implementing and doing what we need to do. Right? So I can be comfortable with this. Will I get tired of this same thing? More than likely. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Will I want more for the situation if I'm going to be coming here spending my time doing this? More than likely. But I'm satisfied with where we are right now.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? I'm satisfied with where we are. That's what I mean by you have to keep pushing and keep growing to keep pushing things. You might be, I might be comfortable for 3 years. I don't know. But I'm good right now.
Do you feel like you have to surround yourself with people that aspire to be more in order for you to push to be more?
Most definitely.
Like, so,
like, that top five thing is real. The top five people you spend your most time with are the people who are motivating you and creating the way you move around in this world. And your motivational factors, the way you think. And it doesn't even have to be based off of one thing. Some people hang around all entrepreneurs, so they're going to get it. They're going to talk about it. I don't want everybody doing the same thing as me.
Facts.
I need some people who are chilling, calm, cool, and collected that can register what I'm talking about and don't just have to, oh, I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you back. Like, hear me out when I'm actually talking to you. Like, I've been seeing this meme go around all week. The I have friends making $25 an hour. I have friends making $50,000 an hour. I have friends who are millionaires and I, you know, whatever the thing says. I expect they're the same and all of the other stuff from all kind of people. I don't want any of the same kind of people around me. That's the whole point. Complimentary. You only have to compliment one thing. Keep it moving. That's with anything. People, places, things, nouns. Keep it moving. Feelings too.
Feelings too.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Keep it moving with your feelings too.
What's that mean?
Like, keep your feelings moving.
Oh, don't stay stuck.
In anything. You want happiness? Get more happiness. You want sadness? Get happiness. Keep moving. You can't just be stuck.
Keep moving.
You can't just be, I'm not going to say you can't be stuck in happiness. You shouldn't be stuck in contentment. Boom.
Let me, hold on. Y'all know I got my notes. Y'all know I got my notes. Hold on. What'd you say again? Don't.
Boom.
Be stuck. And.
So, yeah. It's the environmental issue. Global warming is happening.
No.
Don't let the earth get hot. Where you at?
So, do you think, like, mental health affects your, like, your environment affects your mental health?
Most definitely. And that's the thing. People don't understand happiness is a state of mental health as well. So people only focus on mental health when it's something negative. Mm. You get what I'm saying? So when it comes to mental health, yes, you can be in a good mood, but that's contributed to what's going on around you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it.
So,
so if y'all sad in this quarantine, y'all feel like y'all need to get out, y'all might need to get out.
True. I think this whole lock-in, this whole quarantine thing has definitely brought out, I don't know if people are actually, it's like a depression, like the clinical version of it, or it's just you being stuck in your situation. And I say that being a person that is actually struggling with being stuck in my situation.
It's like insanity.
Yes. It's like cabin fever, insanity. It's like all of that stuff. I thought it was definitely like PMS, women's health. Another conversation. Definitely a conversation for another day. But I've definitely struggled for the last month. I don't know if I want to tell y'all my business.
Go ahead.
You don't
never tell us nothing. What's the thesis?
Y'all don't love my business. Hold on. First
y'all
love
my business. Don't do that.
I've definitely struggled with a lot of
ups and downs with my emotions over the past couple of months. And I realized that your environment plays a big part in that, whether it's, you know, in a relationship, which my husband is amazing, and I've said that multiple times, but, and not just because his cousin is sitting across from me, and
you had a lot of me for it.
I don't even know her like that. Psych. What? but it's just like, I think that sometimes we, speaking of comfort in an environment, we tend to pigeonhole ourselves in that environment because of fear or whatever it is, like getting, I don't know what I'm saying, but like getting
backlash.
Yeah, it's like getting out of the environment is sometimes scarier than actually being stuck in the environment.
What, may I ask you, what makes you more nervous in your, not, I don't know if nervous is the word. Nervous sounds so like, call the police, but like, nervous to me, like what makes you more uneasy in your situation? Is it your responsibility? Is it your mental state dealing with your responsibility? Or is it just like everything overall? Like, I don't have any one issue. It's just like I feel more pressure than ever. Like, what is it?
See, I feel more pressure than ever. It's like, and I'm sure everybody can relate that to this, whether you're alone or whether you're with a bunch of people in this whole lock-in, it's like the pressure to be for me, it's the pressure to be to take, not even the pressure to be, is taking on more responsibility than I've ever signed up for. If that makes any sense. Like,
that makes sense.
You know, a lot has happened in the last year in my family and your family and everybody's family. It's like this past year has been a test on who can handle pressure and who can't handle pressure. And
you feel all that pressure.
And I feel it. And I feel guilty for not being able to handle it. And I don't know if this is a real thing or if anybody has ever put a label on it, which I hate labels, but emotional guilt is what I feel. I feel guilty for being emotional. I feel guilty for being not for being present. I feel guilty for wanting to just lay in my bed and do nothing. I feel guilty for, you know, not moving every day, because I have people in my family who move all the time. So it's like, if I don't get something done in that day, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
If I feel like I just need to get away and have peace,
and I feel like you're like me in a sense, like we are like in a sense that we don't want to come up with an excuse on why we want to take a nap. You get what I'm saying? Like, we literally just want to fall asleep. Like,
that's it.
I don't want to have to say, like, I'm so tired. Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do that? I just want to go to sleep. I have to tell everybody I want to go to sleep. I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah.
I literally just want to fall asleep.
Yeah.
I feel what you're saying.
And it's like, I'm tired today.
Yeah. I feel, I understand what you're saying.
You know, like, I'm literally tired because I feel like I'm going nonstop. I feel like I'm tired because I'm on my period. You know, it's I mean,
it's like, I can relate.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
I'm
it's
gonna hit you out of nowhere.
Bitch.
Right. Like, ooh, sheesh.
Yeah.
We was good, Flo.
And I really feel like being a woman is
is looked down on. Like,
I don't think it's looked down upon until you can't uphold what people expect a woman to be.
But that's every month.
But it's not looked down upon. Like, there's some women who are out here like, let me stop being disrespectful. Doing the most. They doing the most.
What?
Nothing.
Let me get my breath.
This is gonna be a terrible one. I'm cool. But there's some people.
No, I wanna know.
I'll tell you off air. I can't say this one.
Why?
Because it's not gonna work. It's not gonna go over well. I can't say it because the camera is watching me. Nope.
Say it. Tell us the secret.
I'll tell you off the camera.
There's women out here doing what?
Different stuff. Like,
they're acting crazy. Hold on. Look. At 3812. AD has to tell me.
No, but like, there are people who are moving around and doing the most and constantly doing what somebody else, because you know, you're the person who basically told me what, not just a woman, but like as far as marriage. And I think that's one of the roles, I'm not saying you're going on about, but you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a daughter, you're a lot of things, you're a family member, you're a lot of things, you're a businesswoman. And when it comes to wifely duties, I would say that people go above and beyond, but I don't know. Like, I really don't know when you're supposed to get a break, because it should sound stressful.
I think you have to establish that ahead of time. Again, when it was just me, you do, and Jaden, it was easy.
Yeah.
You know, and then thank God for Thomas and Cooper, but it then became a little bit more difficult to...
It's a different entity, a different type of...
It is. And you literally have to plan that time, and then, you know, being down here and being more connected to family, my parents and everybody else, it's like that pressure is put on you to be, you know, like you said, the wife, the mother, the daughter. And then when do you take care of you? Like, when do I take care of myself?
So, when do you take care of yourself?
I'm asleep.
So that's, you don't. Okay.
I mean, I think...
You were sensitive.
Thank you for listening to the podcast about
thank
nothing.
You for listening.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only woman that feels this way, whether they have kids or whether they're married or not.
You make me feel like I'm normal.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like I can give that to you. You make me feel like all these other examples of marriage, like in the unrealistic, unforeseen circumstances, and people just facades, you've made things more realistic in my approach on marriage. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing to other people, but I think it's a great thing. Because you made me realize, like, every day is not going to be grits and pancakes.
Fuck no. What?
And
we have a great relationship. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's the thing. Like, I can tell. And I think the honesty is what I admire. You know, the being able to come to each other. The friendship that I can see between you guys and stuff like that. Like, I admire that. Like, it really is something for us to be able to look up to, but it makes me feel human to know that when certain days, I'm not saying this is what you don't feel like doing, but it's like, you can be overwhelmed being a mom. You can be overwhelmed being this. And everybody's making it seem like when it's time for me to have children, I shouldn't feel these feelings.
What?
So then those are bad. And they're like, I'm tired of blocking people, so.
how many people do you have blocked? I know we talked about this before, but let's just get out there. AD, let's talk.
I haven't checked.
Go ahead, check.
I'm not counting all the people.
What you want to miss? It tells you how many people you have blocked.
Nah, is that a part of the update?
No, you told us before.
Because I counted them.
You had like 189.
It wasn't 189. It was like 89 people. It's just, it's not that, like, it's not that long. See? It's not that long. If you saw your name, forgive me, Lord.
It went off the book. Anyway, but.
But I've had this number for a long time. Do you know how many people are calling me asking me if I'm voting? I have to block a couple people.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of people.
Yeah, like, who is Lori?
I got a call from Lori earlier.
She keeps calling me, okay? I'm sick of her. I'm sick of John. I'm sick of all these people.
But, yeah, I think as women, regardless if you have kids, regardless if you're married, regardless if you're in a relationship, I think it should be normal for us to be... It should be normal for us to be down.
At down a certain, what?
Like, just our emotions. Like, we get a fucking period.
I've discussed this plenty of times before. It took me the longest time to realize that my parents don't belong to me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but I'm saying, like, we bleed monthly.
You see how my cycle comes, so...
And for some,
but I don't. I also don't have an excuse or not an excuse. I also don't have any shame in telling people that I'm not doing something or taking the time out to do for myself. So
I have a problem with that
because I've also been dealing with this since I was 11 years old. So at this point, I don't really give a damn what you think about my cycle.
I also have been dealing with this since I was 11, but I've never been comfortable with telling people no or I can't or
that was my first word. Sorry, can be everybody. Sorry, can be blessed.
Let me write with my nose. AD's first.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. And I don't feel any remorse. And I think it was really early on that I recognized that explaining yourself to people or for people that you wanted to explain yourself to is not for everybody too.
Facts. You know, this is not what our episode was about.
Out your comfort zone. That's out my comfort zone. I don't want to tell everybody all.
Periods.
Oh, well.
And women's stay emotions. No, what? You know what? Just stop. Don't get your period, okay?
Stay off the double juice.
But yeah, like... This is a great episode.
It's still about comfort. Be comfortable to speak your truth. You go through different emotions. Everybody goes through different feelings. It's about what you push through and what you don't push through. What you don't push through, that means you need to try again tomorrow and figure out why you can't push through it. That's all it's about.
Get up and try. Isn't that a song?
Get up and try again.
No.
Aaliyah, she's a hater.
No, I'm not. No, it was like, get up and try.
Conjunction Junction, just sing it. No, seriously, no.
It wasn't the episode, but it was necessary. Like, yes, get out your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Change your zip code a little bit.
It was so
were you about to sing something from Disney Channel? I believe it.
Oh gosh, I'm trying to hide from the camera, but I feel like it can see over there and over here.
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
Nah, we don't believe you.
Yeah.
We need more people. Oh.
How do I look?
So tell me. How do I look? So yes. Get out. Well, what is it? Get up, get out, and get something. It's been
get
real.
Get up, get out, and get something.
We appreciate you. Get out your comfort zones. Tell your mama I love her. That's it.
Yeah.
Aim high. Aim big. Make your big. What is it? Make your goals bigger than your gut. Isn't that it?
I've never. But it makes sense. Make it go bigger than your gut. Cause
let me. Yeah, the gut feeling is real. That shit will stop you from a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, take a shit.
Okay. So. I'm just get saying. It out. Colonoscopies for everybody.
Colon cleanse.
Uncomfort. You might need it.
But in all seriousness, make sure, one, you take care of yourself. Two, health is definitely. Take care of your mental health. Mental health day is not just on a random day in a month.
Mental health day is every day. And do what you need to do for your mental health every single day.
Yeah.
And people don't realize it's a never-ending battle. You have to control it. It's like your body.
You have to tell yourself that you will not settle for whatever this is. Remember your mind. Yeah, your mind is very powerful. This,
you know what I'm saying?
It's powerful. And
you can rest, but don't rest assured on one thought. Keep it moving.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I let me write this down.
She always writes rest. Something down like I'm Gandhi. Rest. I'm about to start quoting. Give me my check.
Don't rest assured. AD.
Yay.
Call me. But yes. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you don't get, if you don't want to, don't get too comfortable in where you are. Believe that you can achieve all your goals.
That's rude.
She didn't say that. No, she said just achieve some of them.
I'm just saying, don't beat yourself up. Like, I know what it is. Like, I can beat myself up over feeling like I don't get everything done that I need to.
Yeah.
At least, I'm not going to say lower your standards, but put down 2 goals instead of 20 for the day. And throw yourself a party at the end of the day. Cheers. Like, for real. Stop stressing yourselves out. There's things to do and there's days to get them done. Stop feeling like you need to do everything today.
That is true. That is very, very true.
Yeah.
You said something earlier. Hold on. I actually wrote it down.
Like, seriously.
No, you said something really good. Hold on.
Get a historian and she'll write all your quotes down and make you sound legit. What is this?
Oh.
I'm skinny. You see me fit around here?
AD said, and this is very, very true and important. This life is not short or long. It's relative to who you spend your time with.
That is the truth.
So it's not, yeah, that, oh Lord.
No, seriously, because I heard, like, when it comes to relationships, that's what I relate to. Like, or people love to say when people pass that life is so short. And don't get me wrong, it feels like it when you get your last moment snatched from you. Mm-hmm. When it comes to somebody else, it feels short as hell. Don't get me wrong. When you living next to somebody and you got to deal with their ass every day, life feels a little longer.
Sounds a little personal.
It feels a little slow progression. it feels like a slow progression sometimes. So measure it and decide how you want to deal with it.
I also think it's really important when you are reaching for goals.
Yeah.
It's not that life is short. Like you said, we always say life is short when we lose somebody.
Mm-hmm. So that's the only time I really hear it.
Life is so short.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, who's to say their life was short or it was long?
Yeah.
You know.
Or what they felt it was. Because I remember my grandfather passing away and my father telling me a story about when he was like not even 60 years old saying like, I'm ready to go.
Oh. He knew.
He knew. Like, all my friends are passing. I'm tired. I'm ready to go. I've been paying bills. I'm tired of this routine. Like, I'm tired. And granted, he passed away almost 30 years later, but he was tired.
It's real. My grandmother, when her best friend passed, and she didn't cry. I remember asking her why she didn't cry, and she said, it's just a part of life at this point.
Yeah, I know, you get used to it.
Yeah, she said, I know my time is coming. And she said, I'm just tired of crying. I'm tired. I'm ready. And I don't know how old my grandma was. She was still living in Richmond at this point. So I assume she was probably in her late 70s, maybe early 80s. But she was just like at the point to where it was like, this is it.
What else am I supposed to do? What else am I about to experience?
Yeah. It's like, if you're comfortable, be comfortable. If you're not, then achieve more.
Yeah.
And that's a word for today.
And that's just it on that. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for looking at me.
You want to sing a song?
What?
Sweet and tender.
Go ahead. Episode of light. Why don't you know another word?
I do. That's my favorite song on Mirage.
I'll check that out.
Manny's album. Because
I've actually been streaming that Cleaning Up the House. See how you cleaning up for the last couple of
minutes.
It's
so good. It's so good. I can't wait till the behind the scenes comes out because I'm ready for everybody to know like
she's
what
just
it
trying
is.
To get her little credits because she's on DVD.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
See, look at you. Look at you. I ain't on dead. No credits.
No
nothing.
I ain't got no dividends.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. A Pan Podcast everywhere.
How you do P in silent? P.
P. What's this?
I don't know.
A.
Yeah.
P.
A. P. A-P-A-N. A-Pan Nation. So you go ahead and tune in.
Oh my gosh.
And hit me up.
A-Pan
Nation. Next weekend.
Hey, yo. Let me just tell you.
Stop buying all the domains. I'm sick of it.
What? Well, how did you know that's what I was writing down
I'm
for?
I'm sick of it because she's looking for a new page. She's looking for her domain notes, okay? I'm sick of it.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
We'll be back though. We'll be back.
I'm sure GoDaddy is like upset with. Hold on. A. A. P.
Dish Nation.
And Nation. Oh my gosh, that is so good. A. P. Nation. I got a prop. .com.
Oh my god.
.com.
Thank y'all.
Me and
you will never part.
No, oh, me and you would never pop.
I'm
my,
hanging up on you.
My
T.I. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Just in my camera. Follow me, A-Pan. What is it? A podcast about on everything.
Or A-Pan Podcast. A-P-A-N Podcast.
That's the easiest way to follow us on YouTube, because that's how I find us on YouTube. But a podcast about on everything.
I'm hanging up on you.